Proclamation number 7168 of 19th of July, 1958. Love, wisdom, power. My power is unlimited, but it will also be used wisely in my love. Understand that I do not work arbitrarily when my wisdom recognizes that such activity would not be beneficial for you or your fellow human beings' salvation. Wisdom has its origin in love, but love is my fundamental being. And thus it is not possible for me to work and act against my recognized wisdom. Otherwise you could also doubt my love and thus a God who is love, wisdom and might in himself. And you must accept this reason when things happen or do not happen which cause you to question, and you can do nothing better than to trust me with complete faith that I myself control everything, be it your own destiny, be it events around you or even world events which the slightest will of mine could change if my wisdom would recognize this as good and beneficial for you. But if I let it happen, then this is also good for people who stay on earth for the advancement of their souls. And if you are now able to look at everything from this point of view, then you will be overcome by peace, because then you will also feel safe in me, whose love for you is undoubted. Only a hint would truly suffice, and countless hordes of my helpful spirits would bring about a complete change. But what success would this have for your souls who still have to wrestle and fight in order to reach perfection on this earth? No progress can be achieved without struggle, especially not when people lack the strength of love. And the struggle necessitates its cause, it necessitates a shaking up from the rest into which all people will fall through my everlasting power and expression of will, which partly consist of strokes of fate but partly also, in equals the editor, allowances of people's expressions of will. My power could indeed prevent the latter, but it does not intervene in the knowledge of the blessing which can also arise from it for many souls. But the certainty, the firm faith, that I rule heaven and earth, that nothing can happen without my will or my permission, shall reassure you, whatever may come, for I will always be ready to help as soon as I'm seriously approached for it. But the necessity exists again to put people into fear and turmoil from time to time. After all, they easily forget the task and purpose of their earthly life and the existence of a power which can also abruptly change their daily tranquil life. And for the sake of these people I sometimes let my power recede, even if they want to doubt my love because of it, for they forget that I am exceedingly wise and therefore also recognize what serves them, especially in the last time before the end. Yet my own will feel less threatened, they will hand themselves over to me in full faith that I will spread my hands over them and protect them in every adversity and danger. And my own will also know what is still necessary for the salvation of the souls which don't have much time left to be saved. And my own will also regard everything as a sign of the time, which I let announce again and again. For as people's will is, so also world events unfold, because my power often does not take effect due to free will when my love and wisdom promise themselves success. And you should know that no human being is left to his own devices, that I still struggle for every human being's soul until the end and that every soul requires different means which are therefore also used, even if you humans cannot understand that my might does not intervene where suffering and misery is obviously evoked by people who are under opposing power. For I alone know what serves you best for your soul. Amen.